We're doing Samach Beis Amar Aleph at the top. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Akiva. Pam achas nechnasti achar Rabbi Yeshua lebeis hakisei. I once followed Rabbi Yeshua into the bathroom. V'lamadti mimenu gimel devarim. And I learned three things from him. L'madti she'nifna mizrach maariv. First thing I learned is that when you go to the bathroom, you shouldn't position yourself east-west. Ela tzafon v'darim. You should position your body north-south, like we were talking about yesterday. Second thing I learned, l'madti she'nifra'in mu'umad ela miyushav. That when one exposes themselves to go to the bathroom, that they should not do so standing up. They should do so while they're sitting down to be as tsanua as possible. And third thing I learned from him is l'madti she'in mekanchin b'yamin ela b'smol. That when one wipes themselves, they should not use their right hand, they should use their left hand. Amalei ben Azai, ad kani yas b'necha v'rabcha. Ben Azai says, wait, back up a second. You followed him into the bathroom? What kind of chutzpah? Who follows? You know, the bathroom says, faculty, don't go in there. It's not for you. How are you allowed to follow him to the bathroom? Amalei, torah hi v'lil marani tzarech. It's Torah. It's everything the Rebbe does is Torah. So I need to learn Torah. So I had to follow him. Tanya ben Azai Omer ben Azai says Pamachas nechnasti achar Rabbi Akiva lebeis hakisei. One time I followed Rabbi Akiva into the beis hakisei. So Rabbi Akiva got a taste of his own medicine. Right? Rabbi Akiva was the one that followed Rabbi Yeshua into the beis hakisei. Good. So his talmidim follow him into the bathroom. V'lamadti menu gimel dvarim. I learned from Rabbi Akiva three things. Number one, l'madti she'nifna mizrach maariv el tzafon v'darim. I learned not to position my body east-west, but rather north-south. And I also learned that a person is supposed to only expose himself while sitting down. And I learned that you're supposed to wipe with the left hand, not with the right hand. So what you see is that Rabbi Akiva was loyal to what he had learned from Rabbi Yoshua, right? Because his own Talmidim were learning the very same things. So Rabbi Yehuda couldn't believe it. You followed Rabbi Akiva into the bathroom? So he had the same response. It's Torah, I need to learn. So that's how you learn. Rav Kana ol gana tusei puri de Rabbi Shmaya. Rav Kana went and lied down under the bed of Rav when Rav was there with his wife. So, or he snuck in there before, I guess, and Rav didn't notice him, and Rav's wife didn't notice him when they came into the room. Shamei desach v'sachak v'asatrachav, and he was listening to how they were being intimate with each other. So Amrlei, so now for all of a sudden, from under the bed, they hear a voice that says, "Dami pume da abba k'delo sarv tavshila." Oh, you're talking like such an animal. How do you talk like that? You're talking as if like you're a starving dog, like someone who who's so such a bal taiva. I can't believe the Rebbe speaks like that. Amalei Kahana Hachat. So he says, Kahana, are you here? Poke, get out of here. Delav orachara. It's not derachara. It's for you to be under my bed when I'm with my wife. Amalo, Torah hivelu marani tzarech. Sorry, it's Torah. Gotta learn Torah. Now, I guess main point number one is accounts of Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai following the Rebbeim into the bathroom to learn things, and Rav Kahana hiding under his Rebbe's bed to learn things, to learn about proper behavior. So I don't think these Gemaras are meant to be taken 100% literally. It's hard to imagine. What? Yeah, I don't think it's hard to imagine that it's hard to imagine it's meant to be taken literally. Right. Where's the cover of Brios? Yeah. Hard to imagine it's meant to be taken literally. Probably the message is that one's the Rebbe should always act as if his Talmidim are watching. Meaning that the Rebbe's behavior, sometimes people behave a certain way in public, and they behave a different way privately. You have some people that the world out there thinks they're the most gentle, kind, nicest people, but in their own homes, they're screaming and yelling, and they're a tyrant, and they're, so sometimes people behave a certain way publicly and a separate way privately. So what we're saying is that the Rebbe should behave in such a way as if his Talmidim are watching, as if he's always in public. So mipnei ma'in mekarchem yimin el b'smol. But one thing to discuss: why is it that you're not supposed to wipe with the right hand, but you're supposed to only wipe with the left hand? Like, why would there be a halacha about which hand to wipe with? So I'm a Rava. There are four explanations I think the Gemara is going to give. Number one, mipnei shatorah nitna b'yamin. The Torah was given with the right hand. Shenamar, yimino ish taslamo. from Yamina, the Eishtas. The Eishtas is the Torah. Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar, second explanation, Mipnei Shei Krova Lepeh. Because when you eat, you always eat with your right hand. So you don't want to wipe with the hand that you're eating with. This was before they had antibacterial soap and everything else. It's just not healthy. What? Ah, so there'll be enough kamina for a lefty. Good. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a whole sefer about the halachos of a lefty. I think Rabbi Pesach Kron has an English book about the halachos of lefties. I guarantee you this is in there. Right? It's got to be. This has to be one of the halachos. So this would be enough kamina, right? If you're a lefty, the Torah was still given with the right hand, but for a lefty, he eats with his left hand. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, a third explanation, Memrei Shekosher but Tfilin, that the reason that you wipe with the left hand is because your right hand is used to tie your tfilin onto your left hand. So since the right hand is the one that does the mitzvah of being kosher, the tefillin, of tying the tefillin, you don't want to disrespect it by having it do something so undignified as wiping. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, a fourth explanation, Mipnei Shemaraba Ta'amei Torah. You ever see a professional Balei Kriya when they signal, the trap? So you do that with your right hand. So you don't want that same hand that does all the signals of the trap. You don't want that to be the hand that does something as undignified as wiping. Says Gemara Ketanai, this is already a machlokas tanaim. You don't need Amoraim to debate this issue. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Lazar the Tana says, Mibnei Shaochelba, because you eat with that hand. Rabbi Yeshua Mibnei Shekosevba, because you write with that hand, and you're going to write Divrei Torah, it's going to be undignified. Rabbi Kiva Mibnei Shemarabatayim Torah, because you show the symbols of the trap with that hand. Tanchum Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai. Actually, before we get to that, main point number two. We actually have five reasons in the end. Five reasons to wipe with the left. Right? And to wipe with the left. And they are. A. The Torah was given with the right. B. You eat with the right. C. You tie your tefillin with your right. D. You make the trup signals with your right. And E, the one that we added amongst the Tanaim, you write with your right. What? Yeah, you write Divrei Torah, exactly. I assume it means Divrei Torah, because Stam writing I don't think should make a difference. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai, Kol HaTzanua BeBeis HaKisei, anyone who is modest in the Beis HaKisei, Nitzol Mishlosh HaDevarim, is going to be saved from three things. Min HaNechashim, Umin HaKravim, Umin HaMazikin, from snakes and scorpions and all sorts of spiritual forces that can harm a person in these unclean places. So because of his tznius, Rashi says, the Nechashim are not going to realize that he's even there to have any kinna of him, to be jealous of him. And the Mazikin are going to have rachmanis on a person who holds himself be'anivus and be'tznius, as opposed to a person who acts as if, with a sense of chutzpah and gaiva. That if a person is tzanua in a Beis HaKisei, even his dreams are going to be more pleasant. Hahu Beis HaKisei Dava B'Tveria. There was a certain bathroom in Tveria. It was such a dangerous place in terms of these demons that were there, that normally in order to avoid demons, you want to do one of two things. Either go with somebody else, don't be alone, or go during the daytime when it's light outside, because the demons are most harmful at night, and they're most harmful to an individual. But this place was so awful that even if you went in the daytime with somebody else, matziki, you'd get damaged. Where do we have? We have a Gemara in Kiddushin. Remember the Gemara in Kiddushin about the place that was so the demon?
The
base medrash? Yeah, that had what?
The seven-headed monster,
right? So Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi have Aili bechad vechad luchudei v'lo mitzuki. But still, even this horribly dangerous bathroom, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi would go in alone, and nothing happened to them. Amrilu Rabbanan lo mistafisu. So the Rabbanan said, "Aren't you guys afraid?" Amrilu anan kabbalah gemarinan kabbalah debeis hakisei tzniusa v'shtikusa kabbalah diyusurei shtikusa umibayi rachamei. That we learned how to have a mesorah kabbalah from our arbeim how to address this problem. So if you want to avoid the issues of the Beis HaKisei, just act with tznius and be quiet. You want to avoid yisurim, suffering. Shtikusa, it's with silence, meaning when bad things happen, don't start getting angry at Hashem and start yelling, just take it with dignity. And now and davin. Abaye miravile ime imra lemeil bahadei lebeis hakisei. Abaye, his mother, Abaye didn't really have a mother, but his stepmother gave him raised a sheep for him to bring with him into the Beis Hakisei. Gadya. So why didn't she raise a goat? Why is it dafka a sheep? Meaning she didn't want him to be alone because she thought it was too dangerous for him to be alone in the Beis Hakisei. So she got him this loyal animal to go with him, right? So it was a sheep. So asking Gemara, but why not a goat? So seir b'seir michlev, because a goat is a seir, but it's, that's also the name of one of the demons. So we're afraid that it's going to cause that demon to come. Rav Mekami Davi Resha Mekarka Shalei Bas Rav Chista Amaguza Bilkana. That Rava, before he became a Rosh Yeshiva, Bas Rav Chista, must have been his wife, used to, in order to protect him when he went to the bathroom, she would make noise by ringing a bell outside the bathroom to scare away the mazikin, to scare away all these demons that might be in the bathroom. So she would just ring a bell outside the bathroom the entire time that he was in the bathroom. Basar de Malach, once he became a Rosh Yeshiva, we call it Malach, because Man Malki Rabbanan, once he became a Melech, Avdalei Kavsa Umanchale Yoda Areshe. She went a step further. She thought it wasn't enough to ring a bell. She made a little window at the top of the bathroom wall, and she would stick her hand through the window and put her hand on his head so that he was always physically connected to another person the entire time he was there, and that way the Mazikin won't be able to do anything to him. I would find that annoying, I would think. But okay, Omar Ula, Achorei Hageder Nifna Miyad. If you're going to go to the bathroom behind a fence, behind a wall, you don't have to travel any distance from people. You can just go behind the wall, and that's fine. Ubebika, but if you're in an open area, Kolzman Shemisate Shvein Chaveru Shomea, then you have to go out of earshot of anybody. That if you go, the noises of going to the bathroom should not be heard by other people. So if you're in an open area, you should go far enough away that no one will be able to hear you. Isi bar nasan masni hachi. Achori ageder kolzman shemisateish vein chaveru shomea. He had it the other way. He said that if you're behind the fence, so then go as far away that you're not going to be in earshot. Ubebika, but if you're in an open area, kolzman shein chaveru roehu. Then you want to go even further away. You want to go far enough away that no one will be able to even see that you're there. Meisvei asked the Gemara question. Yotzim in Pesach Beis Chabad v'niftin la'choreh geder vein torin. That you're allowed to, if you're in charge of making sure that the oil in the olive press is tahar, so you got to stand guard, make sure amei aretz don't get into the olive press and touch the oil. What if you need to go to the bathroom? You're on guard duty to make sure that the oil doesn't get tamei, and now you have to go to the bathroom. So what do you do? So he said, leave the Beis Chabad, leave the olive press, and go behind the fence, and don't worry, as long as you don't travel too far away, just go to the bathroom behind the fence, you come right back in, and everything's fine. So you see that he didn't have to travel out of earshot. He was able to go just right behind the fence. So says Mar Bitaro Sikilu, special kula in order to ensure the tara of the oil. Tashma, another raya. Kami yirchaku viyutarin, kidei shehe ro'ehu. How far should the people who are guarding the taros go, can they go, and still assume that the taros are tahar? Far enough that that you could still see it. So says Mara, so you see from there that they could be within sight. So says Mara, shiny ochle taros, da'akilu buhu rabbanan. That the rabbanan were more makel for their shmira, the rabbanan were makel with the Beis Hakisei in order to protect the taros properly, in order to make sure that the taros are actually protected. Rav Ashi Amar, my calls man shein chaveru roa. What does it mean as long as no one sees? The Kamri Isi Barnasan, that Isi Barnasan was referring to, it means calls man shein chaveru roa is pruo. Avalididei chazilei. It doesn't mean that they don't see you at all. It means that they don't see your nakedness, meaning that they can't tell from the distance that you are that you're going to the bathroom. But they can see that there is a person there. That's okay. Ha'u sapdana denachas kamed Rav Nachman. There was a certain person who was saying a hesped, and he was speaking, and Rav Nachman was there, and the maspid started saying about the niftar, about whoever it was that died, Amar Hait Tsanua Bar Chosav Hava. This guy was so modest, he was so, he was a Tsanua. So Amar Rav Nachman said, excuse me, I object. Did you go with him to the bathroom to really know if he's tsanua? How can you say that he's tsanua? Don't try this at a funeral. When someone's giving a hesped, even if it sounds like he's saying things that are so nice that he couldn't possibly know, let him say it. But Rav Nachman didn't want to have it. Rav Nachman didn't accept it. He said, no, how do you know that he was a tznua? How would you possibly know that unless you went with him to the bathroom? Titania in current tznua, lemisha tznua besakisei. After all, a tznua is only earns that title of a tznua if he's tznua besakisei. So ask the Gemara, Rav Nachman may nafkalemine. Why does Rav Nachman care? You know, let the guy say what he's saying. Why do you have to make a whole scene about this? Mishum detanya, because we have a brisa. Keshem shenifran min amesim, kach nifran min asaptan min onam achreim. Just like the mesim face a din after 120 when they die, so too the people who say the haspid and the people who respond to the haspid, who hear the haspid, are also accountable to make sure that it went properly. Did we do any main points over here?
We have two so far.
So how would you do the third one? Would you say that it's critically important to be tsanua bebeis hakisei? In terms of not exposing yourself immediately, and being some distance away from other people.
Nowadays, it doesn't really apply.
Right, stamina. Tanur Rabbanan. Although still, you should. We could still learn lessons about this. I mean, there is such a thing as bathroom etiquette. Like, for example, if you go to a bathroom and there is a stall that can flip the lever and it's locked, you should do that. You shouldn't leave it open, right? Because one is supposed to be tsanua bebeis, like these basic things. If you're, if you have an option, if there are urinals that aren't so tsanua, sometimes have these like low urinals that like don't have walls between them, and there are open stalls. Even though you only have to urinate, go to the open stall because that's more tsanua. Rav Moshe writes that way in the Tshuva. I mean, we should still learn a sense of basic tsanias.
And also, you're still hearing sometimes. So.
Yeah, so what can you do when you're in a public bathroom? What can you do? But I don't think we have any way to control that. I mean, that's... Tan Rabbanan, Ezu Tzenua. What is a Tzenua? Zeh nifna b'layla b'makam shenifna b'yom. That's someone who goes to the bathroom in the same place at night as he does during the day. Meaning during the daytime, he goes a certain distance away. At night, he might figure no one sees, so it's no big deal. So a real tsunua, someone who is as tsunua at night as he is during the day. Ask Mara Eini, Vamar Vidom Rav, Lolim Yonigat, Adam Esatzmo, Shachvis, Va'arvis, Kadesh, Le'etzarech, Le'esrachik. Didn't we learn that a person should always try to train himself to go to the bathroom only when it's dark outside, early in the morning before it gets light, and again at night after it gets dark, in order that he won't have to go a great distance to go to the bathroom? Because if you go during the day, you're going to have to travel a great distance so that people don't see you. But at night, you have no such worries. So don't you see from here that at night you're allowed to go close by? You don't have to go the same place you go during the day? And not only that, Vesu, Rava b'yamama ava azil admil, ubelele, amale l'shami panuli duchta b'rechov d'masa. That Rava, in the daytime, would travel a meal away to go to the bathroom, and at night he would say it's fine, in the middle of Peninsula Boulevard, it's perfectly fine. So you see that you don't have to travel that far away at night. He would say, go see if there's anyone behind the house because I want to go to the bathroom. So you see that he didn't travel far away at night. You're right. You don't have to go to the same place that you go to the bathroom during the day, but it should be done in the same way that you go to the bathroom during the day. Meaning with the same tznius in terms of undressing and things like that you go to the bathroom during the day. Kiderech shenifna biyom. That's what Rashi writes. L'inyan parua tefach utfachayim. As far as how much of your body to expose. Rav Ashi answers, afilu teima b'makom. It could even mean that you have to go as far away at night as you do during the day. Lo nitzcha el keren zavis. But that's these cases are where there was a private corner that you were able to go to. If there's a keren zavis close by, then you don't have to go so far away. Gufa. Going back to what we were talking about before, Amar Avi Domrav, Lo Olam Yanigad Masas Moshach Zavis Kadeshlo Yitzarich Lesrachik. That a person should try to train his body that he goes to the bathroom before sunrise, after sunset, so that he won't have to go too far away. Tanya Nami Achyan, a Brisa supports this. Benazi Omer, Hashkem Vitsay, Harei Vitsay. Get up early to go to the bathroom. Stay up late to go to the bathroom. Kadesh Lot Tisrachik, so you won't have to say, you won't have to be so far away. Mishamesh Vishav, Vaal Teshev Vitamashmesh. That a person should wipe himself and sit down and not sit and then. I'm sorry, not wipe himself. Mishamish means they used to have this thing. It's hard to imagine. They had like this little rock that they would put right at the opening of their body before relieving themselves to sort of hold it open to allow for, I guess, less constipation, to allow for stuff to come out. So you should do that before you sit down. Don't do that after you sit down. Shekali Yoshev Mishamish, because anyone who does that after he sits down, Afilu Olsen Kshafim Baspamya, even if they're doing Kishuv somewhere far, far away, like in Spain, but in Alav, it's going to affect you. Meaning it's inviting Kishuv, it's inviting the negative forces to affect you if you do that after you sit down. The Inshiv Yasiv V'achar Kach Mishamish, and if you forgot and you did the wrong thing, you sat and then you did this, Maita Kante, how do you fix such Navera? Kikai, here's how you fix it. When you get up, le mahachi, you should say the following: Lo li, lo li, lo tachim, velo tachtim, lo hani, velo mehani, lo charshi de charshav, lo charshav de charshasa. That's the phrase you should say, and that way that will keep away the demons. What that phrase means is, I don't want any of the demons anywhere near me. You should all stay away from me. All the kishuv should stay away from me. So, what would we say? How would we summarize this? That a person should be tsanua even at nighttime in the Beis HaKisei? I guess that, we'll just leave it at that. We're at a good stopping point, I guess. So we will stop there. We'll pick up at Samach Beis on the Beis on Monday. Yeah.